Number 41. Jonesville. The countrified town of Jonesville was quite a cozy place. The fields were corrugated and full of crops. The farmers would corrugate the fields every spring. The people were simple and would cosset their cows as if they were fragile children. However, nothing as dangerous as a cougar or even a crab was nearby to bring harm to the cows or their caretakers. This all changed after a courier brought a cosmopolitan couple to the tiny village, and the couple cozened the local populace and unbalanced the counterpoise of the town with their corrosive ideas and covert plan. Mr. Smith and his counterpart, Jane, were quite worldly and knowledgeable. A few people felt suspicious that such a couple would move to Jonesville. Though most saw Mr. Smith's smile as friendly, these few cowered at the sight of his countenance. They thought that their friendliness was only a costume. These few people were seen by the others as covetous cowards. The other townspeople told them not to crab about what they coveted. Shortly after arriving, Smith conducted a peaceful coup and became mayor of the town. Most people were pleased and felt that his cosmopolitanism would make him a great leader. Detractors tried to counteract the decision to make him mayor, but their attempts were counterproductive. Eventually, they had to agree to a covenant stating they would never again disagree with Mayor Smith. The new mayor used his office to spread strange cosmic beliefs. He told the people that when he saw the stars coruscating in the sky, he could see that heaven and earth were coterminous and that they counterbalanced each other. He said that people could get to heaven simply by traveling through the cosmos. Smith claimed that if they had enough money to build a spaceship, the entire town could travel to heaven. Though normally coy, they believed Smith. He showed them the plans for the ship, but they were so crabbed that almost no one read them. The few that did saw many cracks in the design and thought Smith was a crackpot. They tried to find evidence to corroborate that Smith was corrupt and was corroding away at the town's well-being. Smith's detractors found that his coterie, which was like a coven, was counterfeiting money to pay for this spaceship. It turned out Smith didn't actually believe in his own words and was conning them into being criminals. Eventually, the court was convinced, countermanded the covenant, and put Smith in a cell.